Jesus, Lord God, you've seen the good and you've seen the bad. You've shown the video, you've shown the pictures and the photos and the people that were once there that no longer stand here today. But as I was watching the video, the Lord showed me the many lives that have already been touched. Though they do not sit in this room today, the lives have been touched in the name of Jesus. The same word that you spoke is now being spoken to someone else in the name of the Lord, Karaban, and the Lord will restore it in the name of Jesus. He is not concerned with numbers. He is not concerned with the building, but he is looking at the heart of the pastor, the heart of the leader, the heart of the head, and the way that he will go through and spread out the word of God in truth. Yes, we break off that thing that I'm not going to be like Metro. We're not going to be the same as my brother. We break it now in the name of Jesus. The Lord is not calling you to the same thing. Receive it now. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. Receive the grace of the Lord. I hear the Lord say that he is proud of the work that you've done. We talked about it last night, the serving that you've done. Karaba has not gone in vain. Yeah, there's been times even in struggles in the marriage. That people thought, oh, they got it all together in the name of Jesus. But we know that God was in the center of the marriage in the name of Jesus. There was never a time that you would leave. There was never a time that you would walk away. In the name of Jesus, the same way that he has been to you. In the name of the Lord, we thank you now, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for this time. We thank you, Lord God, for this for your presence, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just welcome you in this place today, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus, and we just honor you today. And it is an honor and a privilege for us to be here in the sight of even your covenant with this ministry. In the name of the Lord, we just thank you, Lord.
This morning I was just getting ready and thinking about you all in the ministry and everybody here and us talking about numbers and all of that. And even when we were talking last night, we think about the family hour and the people that the Lord put you over and how it just continued to grow. How he entrusted you with the core of broken and not trying to be funny, but ignorant. A lot of us were ignorant to the brokenness, but how he entrusted you over a small group in the midst of all your serving and your sacrifice and just your life in general, because you do have a life, in the midst of all of that. And we were talking last night about how he sent you to uproot and tear some things up, and you had... Through his wisdom, you created a safe environment where when the breaking was occurring, people could rest. They could rest and know that they were going to be okay, that they were in good hands. And so it is now that the Lord has sent you here. It's a bigger land and it's more people. And so the frustration and the fear and the anger that's risen because of the people that have gone, the reality is the work that he has for you here, you can't do it alone. And everybody is not going to be in this house. So we just want to encourage you in your work to continue as you were in family hours, to continue to be faithful with little, because he sent you here. This is the much. This is the much. You've been faithful with little, and this is the much. Fruitful life is the much. And so, Lord, we just thank you for these pastors. We thank you for this couple. We thank you for this family, Father God. We bless them, Father God, under the word of God. And we thank you, Lord, that even what they have up here, that they're not building a ministry, but they're building people. Lord, we thank you that you're strengthening them, Father God. to minister to a people, Father God, who do not see the difference between the blessings of the righteous and the blessings of the wicked. We thank you, Lord, for equipping their mouths, Father God, continuously equipping their mouths, Father God, to minister, Lord, to those unbelieving, Father God, spiritually, naturally, physically. I mean, it's like confusion in the land up here is what I sense, just confusion. Hallelujah, hallelujah, a new sense of wrong, a new sense of right. Lord, I thank you for strengthening them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that your strength is their strength, Father God. I thank you, Lord, for the wisdom. I thank you, Lord, for the tears. I thank you, Lord, even for the anger, Father God, that they may not sin in it, Father God, but that you're able to handle all that they have, all that they are. Lord, I thank you even for the words that in you they live and move and have their being, Father God. I thank you, Lord, that you're a great God, that you're bigger, Father God, that your vision, your purpose, your plans, your path, Father God, is bigger than anything that they could imagine. Lord, I just, even in, with Job, of course, we all see the correlation, Father God, of how everything seems to be stripped away. But Lord, I thank you in that moment that you find a faithful couple singing the praises and the words of the Lord. I thank you, Lord, that their faithfulness to you, Father God, hallelujah, is what you're looking for, is what you're calling for. And even those that they don't personally minister to, Lord, they're watching. They see it, Father God. They sense it, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that they're not only in covenant with you, but I thank you, Lord, that they're in covenant with your word. And so we thank you, Lord, for the power of the word coming true in their lives, for the protection of the righteous man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just thank you. We thank you.
The Lord just gave me just a real quick word for you all. And this is out of the Message Bible, the book of James, chapter 1, verse 2. And we'll start. Consider it a sheer gift, friends, when tests and challenges come at you from all sides. You know that under pressure, your faith life is forced into the open and shows its true colors. So don't try to get out of anything prematurely. Let it do its work so you become mature and well-developed, not deficient in any way. If you don't know what you're doing, pray to the Father. Just pray. Just keep praying. You know that one. You know that one. And I know that that's the story of your lives together and for all of us, even in general, if we can say it that way, the Word of God is true. And, you know, if you don't know how to act, how to be, what to say, just pray and just talk to the Lord. And again, we're honored here. And let Sister DeVeda take over. You're going to take it over because I'm going to sit down now.
I hear many songs running through my mind as this is taking place. But the main song that I hear is a song that you wrote a long time ago. I don't know any of the chorus part, but I hear you sing this song. I will continue with Jesus through the garden of decision. Continue with him when I'm running endless miles. Continue with Jesus through the time of tribulation. Continue with him through his trial. Continue with him through it all. I will continue with Jesus through the garden of decision. Continue with him when I'm running endless miles. Continue with Jesus through the times of tribulation. Continue with him through his trial. Continue with him through it all.